Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Miss Perception, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is a comedic cautionary tale, my great conquest over the Pooh Massacre of 2012. So, first off, I would like to say, I love being a mother. It's one of the greatest joys in my life. Even the hard stuff, like staying up all night with teething or sick kids, the stress of having to run to the store to get all the supplies for a last-minute science project, and even filtering through the emotional tirades of a preteen girl. All of it is beautiful and rewarding in its own crazy, chaotic way. However, I do believe in any job, in any area of work, from mothering to corporate mogul, no matter how much an individual thrives in their field, there is that one aspect, that one piece of the job that everyone fears, or, dare I say it, hates. I never thought I would find anything like that in my calling to be a mother. Of course, there are things I disliked. I can't name many people who look forward to playing catch that vomit just so they don't have to scrub it out of the carpet, or the endless quest to find matching socks to put on the feet of children rushing out the door to catch the bus, but there wasn't anything I genuinely hated until that one horrible, dreadful day. It was the makings of a typical low-key day at home. The kiddos had played outside most of the morning while I worked around the house doing laundry and prepping for dinner. I know, how 1950s of me. After I got done cleaning up and feeding the littles, it was that glorious time of day, nap time. That wonderful time when peace and quiet rule and Mama can get in a little me time. My daughter, who was 3 at the time, would play quietly, most of the time, in the playroom, and I would lay my 18-month-old son down with a bottle, and he would take a nap. This is how a normal morning and afternoon would go. But this was no normal day. Oh, no. Today was something out of any rational person's worst nightmare. 3 o'clock rolls around, and my son had not made a peep. He was always a great napper. About this time every day, I would crack his door open, gaze on his sweet, sleeping face, and bask in the joy of this little life I had the joy of tending to. Today was different. I knew something was wrong the second I turned the corner to walk down the hallway. The smell. The dread that started to fill me was like a small rock in the pit of my stomach that was gradually rolling downhill, getting bigger and bigger with every step toward my son's room. You know those scenes in horror movies where you are running and the hallway just keeps getting longer and longer? Well, I wished for one of those moments right then. I did not want to open that door. As I reached the space outside his room, I said a silent prayer that whatever lay on the other side of the door wouldn't be as bad as I was imagining. Please let it be one of those silent, invisible smells, like a fart after too much fruit. People, seriously, that exact thought went through my brain. I could deal with a stench. Something may be dying and trying to exorcise itself from my son's body, but a smell I could deal with. Just please let it be only a smell. With a tentative turn of the handle, the door swung open, and my jaw literally dropped open. Oh, I have never been so overwhelmingly sad that I was wrong. Everything was so much worse than I could have ever fathomed. And I have a pretty good imagination. The smell forced its way into my lungs. Despite my fruitless efforts at plugging my nose, my gag reflex went into overdrive as I miraculously held on to the contents of my stomach, dry heaving as I entered the room. The scene was something out of a slasher film, except in shades of brown. There were handprints dragged down the walls like a tiny demon had tried to escape. Streaks of brown littered the baseboards, the window blinds, the dresser, the bed frame, and the closet door, and right in the middle of the room sat my son. Buck naked, diaper sitting next to him, wantonly laid open, its contents expertly excavated and used up for his nefarious purposes. I must have had some shockingly hilarious look on my face, because he looked up at me with his adorable chubby face and started to laugh, uncontrollably. Now you have to understand how I took this laugh. At this age, my son didn't laugh much. He tried to hold it in every time we tickled him, and he only let out a genuine giggle on rare occasion. He was a pretty stoic kiddo, so his full-on belting laugh amidst the disaster scene before me hit me harder than the stench. Like his hilarity translated into his own personal imagined comedy at my expense. If he could speak, I know these words would have proceeded. Well, Mom, this has been a blast, but dang, you are going to be in here for the rest of your life cleaning this up. The reality of that imagery had me turning tail. Yes, I actually turned around, left the room, and closed the door. I left my son sitting in the middle of the brown murder scene because you know what? I had found the limit to my love of motherhood. Nope. Nope, nope, not what I signed up for. Give me back the barf. Give me the long, long sleep-deprived nights filled with crying, teething kids. I'd even take the tiny tirades of my 3-year-old yelling that she hated me because I wouldn't let her eat cookies for breakfast. But this was not in my mom contract. No one prepared me for the possibility that my son would express his creative side by painting what may be accurately described as an awful Jackson Pollock painting with his own poop. Down the line, as I described this occurrence to other parents, I would hear countless horror poo stories. This was a thing. Other children actually did this. I felt some camaraderie in the fact that other parents had been through this disaster, but at the same time, my brain was screaming, "Why did no one warn me?" Even my own mother had something similar to deal with when my brother was little, although not of this magnitude. Is there some unspoken rule that I was unaware of that inhibited seasoned parents from giving newbie parents the lowdown on what they were in for? I seriously had no idea such a tiny body could produce enough poo to cover so many surfaces at one time. Now, I'm not a monster. I did eventually return to the room to extricate my son from the nightmare, but I went in with artillery. I must have looked like a cleaning Rambo, fully equipped with face mask, candles, disinfectant, and enough paper towels to wallpaper 3 rooms. My son was given a full body scrub down and a bath, whose length turned his poor body into a prune and washed away any residual physical or odorous evidence of his crime. It took 2 days, 3 rolls of paper towels, a full bottle of disinfectant, running the carpet cleaner 8 times, many tears, and multiple chocolate breaks to finally return his room to a habitable environment. In the end, I triumphed over this disgusting milestone in motherhood. I came out on the other side of what I have dubbed the Poo Massacre of 2012, relatively unscathed, save a few reoccurring poo-flinging nightmares it gave me that following year. It is a badge I wear with honor. I will pass on this experience to any parent willing to hear it. They need to know. We love our kids, but sometimes they are capable of frightening, disturbing, and quite frankly, disgusting feats that every one of us should be mentally prepared for. Good luck to all you newbie parents. You are in for a ride. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.